Good morning.
Good morning!
We've been talking about the midah, the character trait, the objective of Hav Mekabelus Kol Adam B'Sever Ponim Yafais. Greeting people with a warm expression. Greeting people, we called it, greeting people the Torah way. Right, Milstein spoke about how it's not greeting people B'Simcha necessarily, but it's greeting people B'Sever Ponim Yafais with a positive expression. When I was in yeshiva, I'm always still in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, but when I was learning in Beis Medrash Gevoah, I remember one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Yitzchak Shiner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, came to visit yeshiva. And at the very, very end of his speech, he gave a shir, and at the very end, he decided to stop, and he spoke a few minutes about Musar, about working on ourselves, working on our character. And he said this, he said that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the great Musar leader, would make sure to practice saying good morning. Practice saying good morning. I remember I was once reading a book. It was talking about how a person should smile at themselves in the mirror. Practice. Before I got married, I am not embarrassed to say, before I got married, my sister came over to me and she said to me, you really could work on your smile before your pictures. So she made me go in front of a mirror and make sure that I had the exact smile that I was going to have in the pictures for my wedding. I had to do that. But it's something that you need to work on. How are you going to say good morning to somebody? How are you going to greet people? The power that you have in the good morning that you give people, and sometimes the response that you give to somebody's good morning, could really affect their entire day. It could make that day amazing, or chas v'shalom, it could make it the opposite. I want to finish with one quick story. My father, Zecher Livracha, had a Rebbe named Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz is once walking with a student of his. And as he's walking with the student, he goes over to the first person and he says, Shalom Aleichem, good morning, how are you? I'm good. Okay, thank you. Then Rav Michal Yehuda walks down the road and about 10 feet later, he goes over to the next person, Shalom Aleichem, good morning, how are you? I'm good. Okay. Next person. And he did this for so many people on the way to shul. So the Talmud says to Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe, you know all of these people? See, he said, no, I don't know all these people. But my glasses broke this morning. And I can't see the people that I'm greeting. I'm so concerned that there's somebody in the street that I know, but I won't recognize because I can't see them properly. So I'm giving the exact same amazing, incredible good morning to every single person I see, just in case it's one of the people that I know very, very well and is expecting that from me. But to think of the power of a good morning, when you could say good morning to people, you could smile and be positive and put a big smile on your face and practice it even, if necessary, to be able to uplift people. Hashem should give everyone a good morning. Mm-hmm.